Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with a Kia eSoul. Going electric? Stop wondering and start driving. The Kia eSoul with a range up to 452 kilometres.
Joe Duffy!
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
And Joe at RTE.ie. And remember, you can DM us on our Twitter feed at RTE Liveline. We mentioned trauma earlier on after that accident. Patrick Kindler. Patrick, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe.
Now, you contacted us, one, about trauma, and two, about eating disorders. Tell us of this clinic in your home country of Germany.
Yes, I attended this clinic in the early 90s, actually, but not due to an eating disorder, but due to trauma. So
okay, just before we go on, Patrick, I just want to say I now see the full extent of what you're going to say, which is fine, but I'm just asking people with young children maybe to deflect them for a few minutes. But please proceed.
Oh, dear. Yeah.
No, you're okay. Now, I just want to say, because what happened to you was horrific.
Well, many horrific things happen to young people other people. I did phone in because yesterday when you were speaking to that young woman with bulimia and her desperate search for psychological help and psychotherapeutic help, it struck me yet again. I've been living in Ireland since 2000, and ever since I was quite shocked at the level of neglect almost of people with psychological issues and problems, and how, especially young people, how little help there is out there. And and due to my own experience, which I could just briefly outline, I had a very dysfunctional family, and there was a lot of physical and mental and also some sexual abuse and substance abuse as well, and from my own very traumatized parents as well, who were refugees from the Second World War, from Central Europe, coming back into Germany. And so they didn't know how to deal with children, really, but they had five, one of them died. And so a lot of this trauma that they experienced went down to us, and I was, you could probably say, feral in a way. So I was out a lot and not being taken care of. So I was groomed by neighbor family and taken into their house and raped at the age of five. And actually, I was groomed by the children, and they took me into their house, and then the eldest son and the father abused me. And this is, I just thought this was what happened to kids, and I didn't know how to deal with it, so I just went home and tried to forget all of that, and had to go into a hospital then later when I started school to have some surgery that was probably due to the damage that was done physically. And then much later in my 20s, I lived in Hamburg, and I was sharing an apartment with a woman who eventually told me I should probably get some therapy, and I didn't know why she was saying that. And she said I was screaming at night. I wasn't aware of that, but she said it was really disrupting her sleep, and I should get some help.
So you were having night terrors, unbeknownst to yourself.
Yes, exactly. I had a lot of memories of, of course, of violence and abuse and all of that. But I just thought this was something that everybody had to deal with. I wasn't really aware of happy families or families that weren't dysfunctional. I just thought this was how this was how families were, and this was what you had to put up with.
Yeah.
So I started. She recommended a therapist or a counselor, and I had some counseling with her for a while. And eventually, I was made aware of a clinic that was specifically helping people with this type of trauma, but also eating disorders.
Okay.
And I applied for this clinic, and the minimum stay there was 3 months. That was for mostly for people with eating disorders and narcissistic personality problems. And then the other group that I was then referred to was a minimum or an obligatory stay of 9 months for a kind of reparenting, I think they called it. When there was so much trauma, they just needed to reprogram the way that you looked at the world and at relationships.
Okay.
But I saw so many young women who hated their bodies, who were just so detached from themselves and eating disorders, drinking, of course, but everyone who came there had to make a contract with the clinic and with themselves, firstly, not to be suicidal, and secondly, a contract laying out what was their problem, what was what were they doing that harmed themselves, and what they thought they needed to do to mend themselves. So this was very much patient-oriented. You had to take responsibility for your own mending, but you had fantastic staff and therapists and counselors that helped you.
Two questions. One, Petra, when you were savagely attacked as a child, as a very young child, by these two men, did your mother or anyone go to the police?
No. My mother was. She had also similar trauma from being raped on route to Germany from the Ukraine, from where she was born, and she was only 14, and all the young women were raped then by soldiers. And due to her own trauma, she was unable to really see what had happened. She actually later said, "Well, there was hardly any blood," so she just kept me in bed for a few days, and I was in horrible pain. But it sounds terrible, but it is really from when you look at trauma, people. Are not don't act human when they don't get help with trauma, and my parents never got help because they were just surviving. They were in emergency mode their entire lives, really, and that was part of it. So my mother much later apologized and said she was sorry, and I did reconcile with her. And yeah, so
and then my second question was, the 8 month stay in this clinic, who paid for it? Because this is the question yesterday. Mm-hmm. This was the issue yesterday. Yeah. Aoife is looking for help. She does want to go into a residential setting, but it will cost her €60,000. Who paid in your case?
Yeah, this was paid by the regular health insurance.
Okay,
In Germany, if you work, you have to be insured.
Yes, of course, yeah.
And you pay, pays an obligatory 14 or 15% of their income into health insurance. And if you're not working, this is paid by the state. So it was a private clinic, but you could apply, and if you could make your case, the state paid for it. And that's what happened.
And as you say, you've had a lot of counselling since. Are your parents still alive, Petra?
No. No, my mother died 4 years ago.
World War.
She had 5 or 6 really happy years with a type of Alzheimer that just made her smile and beam at everyone. And she was really happy, and we were happy to see that in her last years, because she was supremely unhappy during her life.
Okay, that's Petra. Petra Kindler, thank you so much, Petra, and kind regards.
May I just say one thing?
Yeah.
One of the reasons why I rang was that I felt that in Ireland it is too easily accepted that things can be mended by medication and by surgery, and especially this seems to be the case when it comes to this gender dysphoria. There were so many girls that were probably gender dysphoric in the clinic. I was too. I wasn't really a woman. So this is something that I was really worried about to see that the in Ireland this is being pushed.
And I don't mean to be, I'm way over time, but it's a topic that we will definitely come back to. Thanks indeed, Petra Kindler. By the way, John Leonard and being pushed from the bike. We've now come across a video from a WhatsApp group of John. It is John. He's just watched it and he says, yes, it is me. He didn't know it existed. There's now a video, the Guardian now have it, of John Leonard being pushed off his bike last Saturday. More on that tomorrow. Fergus Sweeney producing. Ray Darcy's next.
Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with a Kia eSoul. Going electric? Stop wondering and start driving. The Kia eSoul with a range up to 452 kilometres.
1850 715 815. Stays open until 3:15 p.m. or email joe@rte.ie.